Welcome to the Man Cave Podcast with Dan Casper.
What's going on, everybody? Welcome to this episode of the Man Cave Podcast, brought to you by Hy-Vee and Toyson Ford. Dan Casper here with you as always for every single episode of the Man Cave Podcast. Don't forget, if you haven't followed or subscribed to the podcast, please do so, so you never miss another episode, because sometimes we'll drop one, two, three, maybe even four episodes in a day, all right? So you don't never want to miss an episode. And as you know, regular listeners, we talk about everything and anything. Just like in this episode, we're going to talk some curling, because here in Eau Claire, Wisconsin, we got a national tournament coming to town here. And one of our good friends of the program, Mark, we could call him Bourbon Mark, Mark from Hy-Vee. We've had him on numerous times doing some bourbon stuff and bourbon taste testing. But he's also very involved in the curling and the curling club. And with the national tournaments coming to town, well, perfect time to bring Mark back onto the podcast. So without further ado, about time we finally catch up with our good buddy, Mark. Hy-Vee, Mark, Bourbon Mark. By the way, are you certified? Did you get all certified up
there? No, we're in the process.
Okay, still working on it?
Still working on it.
Did I hear you were somewhere, was it a couple weeks ago, doing some taste testing and such?
Kathy and myself went down to Galena, Illinois.
Yeah.
And they had about 250 bourbons to try.
And you made it.
I did not. my cousin tried to do that, but I did not.
Yeah.
It was a great event.
Mm-hmm.
It's a beautiful town. If you've ever been there, it's a beautiful little town on the river, it was a really fun event. Yeah,
yeah,
a lot of people there, and we enjoyed it.
Good deal.
Yeah.
Well, glad to have you back on. But we're going to talk some curling on this too, because you know we've talked about it a little bit off and on, but you're decked out, and we got a big event coming up next week.
Huge.
The Eau Claire Curling Club.
Yep.
And, you know, I'm a little familiar with it because, I grew up in Medford, huge into curling.
Yeah. They're huge there.
And I remember in middle school that we'd have these things called mini courses that we could sign up for.
Okay.
And it was like every Friday, like January every Friday from 1 to end of the day. And the one that would always fill up, and I never had a chance because everybody wanted, was curling.
Yeah.
And so I never had a chance to do it, but... Yep. You know, we had a high school team that would go to state and such. So, yeah, I can still picture where the club's at. It's right next to the Black River over there, too. So, and I think they've got some stuff coming up here, too. But you and I have talked a little bit about it, and you've kind of told me some stories back around, because you started playing it when you came over
so
here,
we moved here about 20 years ago, and my son got drafted onto a little league baseball team,
mm-hmm.
and the coach called me and said, hey, we're picking Tim, and I got to know Mike, and Mike Poplinski,
mm-hmm.
At the time I didn't know, was an Olympian, and he was in the first Olympics that they had curling in 1998 in Nagano, and he was Tim's coach, and he asked me, hey, have you ever curled? And at that time, I had no idea.
Mm-hmm.
I had seen it on Wild World of Sports in the 70s.
Right.
And guys with these big brooms going down, and I had no idea what it was. And so starting that fall then, when they put the ice in, I've been curling ever since.
Mm-hmm.
And Mike is one of the greatest ambassadors of any sport you could have.
Mm-hmm.
And it just happens to be curling. And the community here, just like you said in Medford, the community here is huge in curling, and it's growing every year. You know, when I first started, there was a couple of nights a week that people were playing.
Mm-hmm.
Every night there's leagues for 7 days a week during curling season. And curling season is now it's done.
Right.
I think the championships have done. And actually the Wednesday league and the Thursday league were won by Team A-Bear.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, the boys didn't let up on the old guys, but it is a very big community, getting bigger, but also, you know, just a really tight community.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, every year that there's an Olympics, the membership spikes. But now with Team A-Bear doing what Team A-Bear is doing, it is really crescendoing into a big deal. Mm-hmm. And this, to get a national championship in Eau Claire, Wisconsin, mm-hmm. is big. This is U21 national championship. Whoever wins this championship gets to compete against the world's best in Italy.
For the Olympics? Or
No, for the U21 championship.
Oh, okay, yeah. Got it. Yep.
But they also get to compete against our nation's best, Schuster and all those big mm-hmm. teams. You know, Schuster's been to the last five Olympics.
Yep.
They will compete against them, too, whoever wins this tournament. So it's a big deal. They won U18 last year. They were second in U21. This year they won U18 again in Colorado just a couple of months ago. Mm-hmm. And, you know, they just continue to amaze us. And mm-hmm. and it really has excited the community here, the curling community. And we just want to get the word out. This, you know, it is a growing sport. We have a very active community here. Mm-hmm. You know, a lot of, in my 20 years here, a lot of my friends are because of who I've met at curling.
Right.
And it's a very social event and a social sport, but it also can be a competitive one, and the boys are proving that.
So is Mike coaching them then too?
Yeah, Mike okay. is the coach. So he has coached them, I think, for about 5 years.
Okay.
I'm not sure, but he also is the Olympic developmental coach for curling too. And okay. so he works with 50 curlers around the nation.
Mm-hmm.
And last year he was voted the Olympic developmental coach of the year. Oh. That's all sports. All Olympic sports. He was the best. They voted him the best of the year.
Wow.
Huge honor.
Yeah.
Mike is just a great coach. I've been around him on the coaching side of it. I've been around him in curling side of it. And personally, he's just one of the nicest people you've ever met. But he is really good at that working with these kids, and they are so fortunate to really have him because, you know, of his experience.
Mm-hmm.
He's been in junior worlds. He's been in the Olympics. He has competed at the highest level. He has won tournaments, big tournaments. He is, you know, he is the best resource these kids can have.
Right.
And their coach is the developmental coach for the Olympics, the junior, you know, Olympics. And so, or the Olympics, I guess. But it's fun to watch this whole group grow as mm-hmm. they have.
Yeah.
And, you know, they play with everybody in the leagues like everyone else. And, you know, all of the members just have a great time watching these kids grow.
Mm-hmm.
Next week is going to be huge. I mean, it's
a five-day event that
five
I see,
day,
too?
Yeah. So it starts on Monday. And it ends on Saturday.
Okay.
Yeah. So the semifinals and the finals are on Saturday. So Monday, they do play one game, but then they have an opening ceremonies, and it is going to be fun. You know, we're wearing green for Team A-Bear, so mm-hmm. Pep would like to have as much green out there as can, because, you know, this is home ice advantage.
Right.
You know, and
so fans can come and,
absolutely.
And watch. Okay.
Yep. Yep. I believe the daily ticket is $10, and you can get a weekly ticket
okay.
all week for $50.
Oh, that's a deal.
You know, it's a deal. We're going to have food out there. Hy-Vee is donating some of the food for that.
Mm-hmm.
And it's great for the community too. We have there's a lot of teams and a lot of families and a lot of people coming in for it.
Yeah.
That are going to help the economy here too.
Absolutely.
So we are excited about it. And it's coming close. I mean, mm-hmm. we're only a few days away now.
I was gonna, because that's, I mean,
Monday.
Yeah, Monday coming up here, and we're doing this on Thursday here. So,
yeah,
I mean, you're right, because whenever you talk about a national tournament coming to this, I mean, it's not you know, no offense, but it's not just the local teams competing.
No.
It's
no.
We're on the big stage.
This is the best of the best, and mm-hmm. whoever comes out of here is the best goes against the world.
Yeah.
They go against the best in the world.
Mm-hmm.
And a couple of the team members, Caden Hebert and Jackson Besslin, they were a part of a team that went to Worlds this year. So they went to Finland twice. And then the boys, the whole team, the Team Hebert, went up to Canada. And they have a U21 national championship up there, too. And Team Hebert was invited to play in that. And they won. And they are the only team in the history of that tournament that came from the United States.
Mm-hmm.
The U.S. has never won up there. These boys did. And they went up and won. So they.
So sky's the limit for these kids, it sounds like.
Absolutely.
I mean,
the sky is the limit. Mm-hmm. And it's really what they put into it. It's really how much they want to go because mm-hmm. they have the support. Their families are wonderful. They have such a supportive group of parents and family members and friends
mm-hmm.
and the Eau Claire Curling Club. I mean, we're all behind them. They have all the support. They have the coach, and now it's up to their desire. And listen, they have the desire.
Mm-hmm.
Those boys are at that curling rink 6 out of 7 days, sometimes 7 days.
Mm-hmm.
And they're practicing every day.
And I just love it, too, because it's a non-traditional sport. You know, it's not the basketball and the football.
Yep,
but to see these youngsters get so involved in it and have that passion for that, I think is one of the coolest things about this, too.
Absolutely. And what is cool, too, is the sport is growing, so the competition is getting higher.
Yep.
And they're succeeding the way that they're succeeding.
Mm-hmm.
And they are the top-ranked team in the nation right now. So going into this tournament, they are the top-ranked team. But there's a lot of good competition. And they had an event a couple weeks ago in Blaine, Minnesota, called the Tour Championship, I think it is. And they had, like, the top four U21 teams there,
mm-hmm.
and Team Hebert won it, and they went 4-0. They beat one of the teams twice. You know, so they're in good curling shape. Let's put it that way.
Absolutely.
So they are very motivated. They are goal oriented.
Mm-hmm.
They have lists of what they want to accomplish, and this is at the top of the list right now. And this is what they want.
That's awesome.
And these guys, and I'll tell you, these guys put in the work.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're going to come and you're going to beat Team Hebert, you better be on your game.
I like that.
Because they bring it.
Mm-hmm.
And they are motivated every day. And it is so fun to watch. I mean, they're 15 to 18-year-old kids. And they're doing this. And another one of the team members is Benji Peril, and he and Ella Wedling went to the Youth Olympics in South Korea, and they got the bronze medal, and it's a legit bronze medal. It's beautiful. And they had to come back in that game to win the game to get on the podium. And again, he's a 15-year-old young man who went out and got a bronze medal against the world.
Yeah. See, I can't imagine myself at 15 doing stuff like that.
No, me either.
Yeah.
And for, you know, you look at all of us here, and we just are so amazed at the club that, you know, that these kids are doing what they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
And they're not doing it just on a regional. You know, they're not just going to Minnesota and beating somebody.
No.
They're going to Colorado and being the best in the nation in U18. Mm-hmm. They're going to compete here, and they're going against the world.
Yeah.
And these guys have those experiences already at this young age. So they have their path set, and, again, everything is in line.
Mm-hmm.
It's up to them what they can do with that.
Mm-hmm.
And from what we have seen up to this point, they have exceeded expectations.
Absolutely.
And to say that we have this group from Eau Claire, Wisconsin, can't say that anywhere else.
Nope.
And it's so fun to watch them. They're a They're an even keel. What I love about watching these guys curl is that they don't get too high and they don't get too low.
Mm-hmm.
You're always going to make mistakes. Go to the next shot. You know, and you do that in any sport.
Yeah.
And the good ones do that.
Mm-hmm.
The good ones have bad
memory. The mental
memory.
Game, right?
Yeah, yep. They have bad memory.
Yep.
They forget about that one, and now they go forward.
See, I don't have that on golf.
Well, I don't need it.
Well, I've seen you golf. Well, I know.
I've seen you golf, too. We do not have that. But we have fun.
We do. At our age, that's all we care about.
That's doing good for me. Yeah, just have fun.
Yep.
But, you know, that's another thing, too, that you watch these guys. They have fun.
Mm-hmm.
They're having fun what they're doing. And I think that's when you can get success going and become successful, is that not only do you have the desire, you have all the other intangibles, but you have fun. And they like each other. They're a close-knit group of guys, young guys. And, you know, they golf together in the summer all the time, and they like each other. Mm-hmm. They hang out with each other. And that's important, too.
Chemistry
in a team sport, hard to beat.
Exactly.
Really hard to beat. And sometimes, in curling too, you know, some of these teams, they'll grab a guy from here and from there and a really good curler here and here and here. Well, these guys have been together for 5 years, just them. And it is amazing group. And this next week, you know, all of us at the curling club have been – so excited for this.
Mm-hmm.
Not only do we get a national championship, because we had a national championship here we hosted a few years back, but there were no local teams. And now, not only is there an Eau Claire team, but there's teams from Wisconsin, there's teams from Minnesota, so that's close. So they'll come here too, and their families will come here, and it'll be the top eight teams. So there's eight.
Oh, nice.
There's eight men's and eight women's.
Okay.
And they do a round robin, play each other. And then I think there's a playoff possibly on Friday. And then the semifinals and finals are on Saturday.
Okay.
So, it's a big deal for this community.
Mm-hmm.
It really is, even though whether people know it or they don't know it.
Mm-hmm.
But it brings light in the curling world, which is getting bigger and bigger and bigger.
Yep.
It brings light to Eau Claire, Wisconsin.
Absolutely.
And, you know, I'm just so proud of the guys. And I know Pep personally. He's a good friend of mine. And they couldn't have a better coach. They couldn't have a better person to direct them.
Mm-hmm.
And they have a wonderful support group in their families. Their families are all unbelievably great families, and they've just supported these kids so much. And to see the success they're having, and really looking forward to what success they can have in the future.
Yeah,
you know, because they have long term goals too. They want to go to the Olympics,
right?
They want to represent the United States.
Mm-hmm.
And at this point of what I've seen, I don't doubt them.
Mm-hmm. That's awesome.
I just don't.
That's awesome. You can always go to curlingclub.com. Easy website right there. Curlingclub.com goes right to the Eau Claire one.
Yep.
With info, Facebook, and such too, for staying up to date. I think they're even streaming if you can't make it over there too.
So they'll be streaming on YouTube, and it's called Curling Stadium Eau Claire.
Okay.
And they'll have all the games.
Perfect.
Every game. And so.
But if you can, stop on by and wear green.
Wear green. Yep. We're going to try to flood that arena with green.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Mark, big thanks for stopping in. And
appreciate it.
We'll have to do a follow-up with the kids when
they're
done with their season and get to know them a little bit,
too.
So
we'll
have to do
great.
That. Absolutely. All right, buddy. It was good seeing you again, man.
Good to see you.
All
appreciate
right.
it, man.
You got it, bud. And that is going to do it for us on this episode of the Man Cave Podcast, brought to you by our good friends from Hy-Vee and Toyson Ford. As always, too, don't forget, if you haven't rated or reviewed the podcast, please, I'm literally on my knees begging you right now to please give us a 5-star rating and a positive review wherever you listen to your podcast, like Apple and Spotify. That way others can find the podcast, all right? I would really, really appreciate that. Till next time, I'm Dan Casper, and we will talk to you on the next episode of the Man Cave Podcast.